All right, here we go. Yeah, for those that have been here just start, or not been here, my name is Hans Jörg. I'm from Odria, and I will talk a little bit about, mostly but not necessarily completely a client-related topic, but it is sort of cross-cutting. So it's not about a very specific client, but it's about a forthcoming new standard way of improving email, which for the moment, or probably for the time being, will be called structured email. And I will walk you through a little bit about what it is about, what you can do with it, what is around in terms of bits and pieces, and especially if you are an email client developer or an email software developer, what kind of actions you could take, or what kind of help or feedback you could give here at the current stage. How can I switch, by the way? Oh, no. Sorry. Ah, okay. Whoa, no. How do I get back? I thought it's arrow keys, but it doesn't work with the arrow keys. Ah, okay, it's this way. Okay, sorry. Here we go. That's the motivation slide. So we already learned email is still a quite unique technology with very unique properties that not so many other technologies have. So if you say the web, in a way, is a building block of the current internet in terms of something where you dynamically interact or synchronously interact with websites. Email, so, to a certain extent, is the most standard asynchronous technology we are currently using most of the time. And it's also very unique in terms of the addressing. We are email addresses between, as I said in the beginning, exchanging between your private and the public space. So it's actually a very versatile technology, and most of you will know that because you use email for all sorts of things, right? So it's like a little bit the Swiss Army knife of IT sometimes, which is to the good and to the bad to a certain extent. However, email, since it is widespread, is challenged all the time with new features. So we saw in Ben's talk already also, there is a lot of movement in terms of, you know, private chats, like instant messaging, which I think has captured a lot of use cases which historically some people were using by email. And there's also in the corporate world, you have things like Slack and Team and all these kind of things, which again, you know, overlap to a certain extent with email. But still, email is actually growing worldwide. Yeah? So, which is part of the reason due to, you know, IT grows worldwide anyway. But also, you know, when you look into your mailbox, email nowadays is a lot transactional. Yeah, so a lot of mails which you have are basically your orders, your FOSDEM registration, your hotel registration, your energy bill, these kind of things. And so there is a lot of email which is actually generated by, not by humans sent to you, but generated by systems and you know, templates and stuff. But in a way, your email client is sort of dumb, so it cannot help you a lot with that. Yeah? It can help you somehow with calendar invitations, yeah? But it cannot help you with all the other stuff most of the time. But you know, if you think about this, email is a little bit like your personal API.